أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. Moving on to verse 186 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of dua. And the amazing part is that Allah, in the previous verses, was discussing matters related to fasting, to siyam. And then Allah brings one verse emphasizing the importance of dua and the significance of dua. And then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues discussing certain laws of fasting. So you find that in between these verses of fasting, Allah has discussed dua to highlight the importance of dua in the month of Ramadan. Month of Ramadan is a month wherein du'as are readily accepted and answered by Allah. Rasulullah SAW has emphasized this in many ahadith. So previously we've learned it's the month of Quran. It's the month of Quran. Most of our time we should be spending it with the Quran. And secondly, another great ibadah in which we should be involved is the ibadah of dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, لِلصَّائِمِ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ دَعْوَةٌ مُسْتَجَابَةٌ. A fasting person at the time of iftar, every day at the time of iftar, there's a dua that he makes that is answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A group of sahaba came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they said, Ya Rasulullah, أَقَرِيبٌ رَبُّنَا فَنُنَاجِيهِ أَمْ بَعِيدٌ فَنُنَادِيهِ. O Nabi of Allah, is our Rabb close to us? Is Allah near to us? So that when we make dua, we can silently make dua. Or is Allah far away from us? So that when we make dua, we have to raise our voice and scream out to Allah and shout out to Allah for whatever it is that we are making dua for. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not respond to them. Jibreel alayhi salam then descended with this verse. So that question of theirs was the reason for the revelation of this verse. Allah says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي أَوْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. When my ibad, when my servants ask you about me, عَنِّي, regarding me, meaning regarding my position as to whether I'm close to them or I'm far away from them, Allah says, فَإِنِّي قَرِيب. So certainly, most definitely, I am qareeb, I am near to them, absolutely near to them. In one verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. How close is Allah to you and I? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says in the Quran that I am closer to them than their own jugular vein. So there's no need for them to shout out when making dua. They may make dua to me secretly and quietly. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. Allah says, أُجِيبُ. I answer da'wah. I answer the dua of the one who supplicates, إِذَا دَعَانِ, whenever he supplicates and calls unto me. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. Allah says, so let them call unto me. Let them make dua to me. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. And they should have full faith in me. This is a condition of dua. Don't only make dua. With dua, Allah says, وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. And they should have full faith in me. Meaning when making dua, feel 100% confident and have this belief and this conviction that Allah will answer your dua. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they may become righteous. So one of the ways of attaining righteousness, Allah teaches us, is through dua. The next verses has to do with certain laws pertaining to fasting and requires much explanation, which we will discuss tomorrow, inshallah.